Hello, friend. I'm Ron Jones with Something Good Radio, wishing you a Merry Christmas. I'll be sharing today's Something Good Radio message in just a few moments. But before I do, I'd like to thank you for all you're doing to help share the gospel of Jesus Christ through this radio and internet broadcast. December is always a critical time for ministries like ours. The good news is, December is also a time when many people begin looking for answers that only God can give. And when they do, they listen more frequently to radio programs like Something Good. For that reason, and because we are 100% listener-supported, I'm asking you to prayerfully consider sending a generous year-end gift by December 31st. And when you do, I am happy to send you a copy of my brand new book, The Jesus Way to Pray, An Intimate Journey Through the Lord's Prayer. Brian will have details at the end of today's message, or you can make your gift right now at somethinggoodradio.org. That's somethinggoodradio.org. Or call our offices at 757-276-1099. From all of us here at Something Good Radio, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and may God bless you during the coming year.
Through faith in Christ, you can have peace in your heart. But one day, Jesus will bring about a peace on earth unlike anything we've ever seen. Hello, I'm Brian Davis, and this is Something Good with Dr. Ron Jones. The book of Revelation talks about the millennial reign of Christ, a 1,000-year period in which he will establish his kingdom on earth. It'll be a time of unprecedented peace, ushered in by the Prince of Peace. Stay with us now to learn more about this future kingdom as Ron continues his teaching series, Knowing God by His Christmas Names, or stop by somethinggoodradio.org, where you can listen to any of Ron's messages on demand. That's somethinggoodradio.org. Download or subscribe to the podcast at Spotify, at Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's Ron with part two of his Something Good Radio message, Prince of Peace.
But human leaders throughout history have tried and failed to produce lasting peace on earth, and such failures will continue, friends. The geopolitical peace must wait for the eschatological peace to unfold and be fulfilled in God's timing. One day, the Bible teaches that a devil-possessed leader known as the Antichrist will emerge on planet Earth and coalesce worldwide attention and a worldwide following. He will demand worship, falsely mimic God Almighty, and destroy human lives. And with what's happening in our world today, it's easier and easier to see how people will follow such a leader. But Jesus Messiah will return at the end of the age as a conquering king, defeating the enemies of God. And then the Bible says he will establish his government on this earth for 1,000 years. The government will be upon his shoulders. And of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. What no world leader and what the devil himself could not accomplish, Jesus Christ will at the end of the age. And in the meantime, we wait in faith. But still, what's the promise of peace on earth? Where does that intersect our lives today? It brings me to the third kind of peace. I just want to share with you, and I'm almost done here. There's geopolitical peace. Now, that hasn't happened. There's eschatological peace. We must wait in faith for the fulfillment of the prophecy and understand the two advents that Isaiah was talking about. But the third kind of peace is the kind of peace you can go home with today. It's called personal peace. It's Christmas peace. Christmas is God's peace, His peace wrapped in human flesh. And peace on earth comes personally to each human heart that opens up and welcomes the Prince of Peace in. Do you have personal peace this Christmas? Let's think of this Christmas gift of peace in two ways. Two simple ways. The first, and I'll just pose it to you in a question right now. Do you have peace with God? Have you made peace with your Creator? If you were to die today, do you know that you have a right relationship with Him and He would welcome you into His presence and into His heaven? Do you know that your sins are forgiven? Do you have peace with God? This was the purpose of the first Advent. This was the purpose of Bethlehem, to, in effect, God to negotiate a peace treaty with us and to reconcile us to Him. You see, God sent His one and only Son to broker that peace treaty with sinful human beings through His death and resurrection. And apart from a reconciled relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ, here's what the Bible says: we are enemies of God. That's why we need to have peace with Him. You say, oh, Pastor, we're all children of God. Oh, maybe in some kind of a kumbaya, we're all created in His image kind of way. But the Bible designates those who are children of God as those who have received Christ our Savior by faith. Until that time, you're an enemy of God. And until I came to faith in Christ, I was His enemy. We are stubborn, self-absorbed, rebellious sinners. And there's a death sentence upon our lives. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Separation from God forever. In a place you don't even want to talk about tonight. And the enemies of God never win. They don't even come close to it. However, the Apostle Paul writes in his letter to the Romans and says in chapter 5 and verse 1, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. That's the good news of Christmas, friends. No, they're in geopolitical peace. Bono can be as cynical as he wants to be and will continue to have cynicism about those who are trying to negotiate peace on the world stage. It won't happen until the Prince of Peace finally sets his feet down on the Mount of Olives and establishes his government on this earth and tells every government that has ever tried to, you know, establish itself in this world for good or for evil, this is how it's done. In justice and righteousness and peace. But the eschatological unfolding of God's prophecy will take time. We wait in faith. And until then, here's the question you need to answer for yourself this Christmas. Do I have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ? Have you gone from being an enemy of God to a child of God through faith in Christ? Are you part of His forever family? And until you are, you'll never have the peace of God. Now, I'm doing more than just playing with prepositions here. This is an important study in the Word of God as it relates to the Prince of Peace. He came to negotiate for us through His blood, through His death upon the cross, peace with God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But the second question is, do you know and experience what I would call the mind-blowing peace of God? I mean, This is a peace that the Bible says passes all understanding. It comes from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, which says, don't be anxious about anything. Let me just stop right there. I look around the world today and I find a lot of anxiety, a lot of mental health issues around anxiety and stress. I mean, we've been through a pandemic. I mean, it's just all around us. We're not healthy in a lot of ways. Do not be anxious about anything, the Bible says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God. Now we're talking about the peace of God, not peace with God, but the peace of God. And here's the mind-blowing part, which surpasses all understanding. It's the kind of peace that your therapist doesn't understand why you're at peace, because you got chaos going all around you. The wars, the rumors of wars, the bad news, the conflict in your home, in your church, wherever it might be. It's a peace that passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Prepositions matter in the Bible. Do you have peace with God? Until you have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, you'll never know the peace of God that passes all understanding. Real stress, real anxiety, and worry need not paralyze any of us this Christmas. The peace of God can rule in your heart by faith, even with chaos happening all around us. Tranquility of spirit can be our personal possession. And that's the good news of Christmas, friends. You know, my Jewish friends understand peace, or shalom as they call it, as internal wellness, health and prosperity, security, wholeness. It's a rich word. To them, shalom is character that exists even in a stormy time. Shalom to you and shalom to me this Christmas. But here's the reality. This shalom is something that the Holy Spirit produces supernaturally in us when we have peace with God, when we're in right relationship with Him. The Bible says the fruit, the natural outpouring of the Spirit of God in our life, the fruit of the Spirit is peace. And that's the kind of peace that the Prince of Peace brought and offered to us 2,000 years ago. The rest of it, we're waiting for. It'll come. It'll come just as sure as the child that was born and the son that was given to us came 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. Oh my! The fulfillment of prophecies hundreds of years beforehand. You talk about mind-blowing. Christmas is mysterious. It's mind-blowing. It is simple enough for a child to understand and profound enough to challenge every skeptic's heart.
Still ahead, the second half of today's Something Good radio message with Dr. Ron Jones, lead pastor at Atlantic Shores Baptist Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. If you've never visited our website, somethinggoodradio.org, I encourage you to stop by. There you'll find our streaming platform for the entire media ministry. You'll also find our digital library where you can search for biblical answers to your most challenging questions. Watch, listen, and download for free. That's somethinggoodradio.org. So let me ask you, do you have a passion to pray? Would you like to learn to pray with zeal from someone who mastered the art of divine communication? The disciples asked Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray." And He gave them a model for prayer that even a child can learn. In time for Christmas, Dr. Ron Jones is ready to share his brand new book, The Jesus Way to Pray, an intimate journey through the Lord's Prayer. That's The Jesus Way to Pray, an intimate journey through the Lord's Prayer. Order your copy for a donation of $25 or more. Share it with friends this Christmas by requesting a 2-pack for $50, a 4-pack for $75, or an 8-pack for a donation of $150 or more. Give online at somethinggoodradio.org or over the phone by calling our offices at 757-276-1099 or mail your gift to P.O. Box 6245. Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23456. Now with the rest of today's Something Good radio message, Prince of Peace. Here once again is Dr. Ron Jones.
Why does the world stop? I mean, ask yourself this question. Nobody gets this, spun up about my birthday. But the world stops. Businesses, we're closed signs out. Governments stop. Why? For this one child that was born. Those who ministered alongside of him, his disciples, those who walked with him those 3 years, those who were the eyewitnesses of his majesty, they knew exactly who he was. They watched him go to that cross. They watched him die. A substitutionary death for you and for me. He could have called the angels of heaven down and stopped it at any time. He had the power to do that. He even looked at Pilate and said, "Listen, any authority you have in me is granted to you." They saw him go into the grave. They mourned his loss. And they were the ones that said, we saw him rise from the dead. I know, I'm in Easter now, and this is Christmas. But all of this ties together. And yet I sort of laugh at the so-called scholars today who want to reinvent the story and say none of that really happened. You weren't there. I trust the people who were there. They're called first century eyewitnesses. An eyewitness is the strongest evidence you can bring to a court of law. You put the life and ministry, the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ on trial. But make sure you bring the eyewitnesses in there. Not some Dr. Who-daddy who thinks he knows better 2,000 years later. What I'm trying to do is just to raise your sense of expectation and return to a sense of childlike wonder and awe and mystery and encourage you. If you're somebody who is torn up by anxiety this Christmas and you have searched for peace in about everything you can, the bottle, the pill, the therapist, whatever it might be, another relationship, and none of it has brought personal peace to you, get to Bethlehem as quickly as you can and worship the Prince of Peace. In fact, I want to invite you to just bow your heads right now in an attitude of prayer. No better time to do business with God and to make this matter in your life one that you can be sure of than right now. Jesus came to negotiate a peace treaty with us, to give us an opportunity as the enemies of God to make peace with Him, to be made right with Him, to be brought into a relationship with Him, to be reconciled to Him. He didn't need to be reconciled to us. We needed to be reconciled to Him. Amen. It took a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting Father, a Prince of Peace. It took somebody who had the wisdom of a wonderful counselor, somebody who had the power of a mighty God, somebody who could relate to us like an everlasting Father, one that will never leave you, never forsake you, never abandon you. He's always been here. He's always been there for you. He'll never, ever not be there or not be there for you. He's an everlasting Father. And now somebody who can deliver what nobody else on this earth since the beginning of time has been able to deliver. Personal peace, peace in your heart, a peace that passes all understanding, mind-blowing peace. And one day to invite you to live with Him in a peaceful kingdom where perfect peace and justice and righteousness. Why wouldn't you like to live in a place like that? Sounds like heaven, doesn't it? Well, almost. It's called the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. And then heaven. You say, Pastor, how do I personalize this? Well, the best way to do it is just in a prayer. You may not know exactly what to say to God. I'll give you some words, just suggest some, not to put any words in your mouth, but it might sound something like this. God, I've kind of made a mess of my life. You say, I'm a sinner. I've broken your laws. I agree with that. You say the wages of sin is death. I'm fearful of that. But you also say that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I would like to possess that tonight by faith. And as best as I know how, I believe in this wonderful counselor, this mighty God, this everlasting Father, this Prince of Peace, this one whose name is Emmanuel, God with us, this one whose name is Jesus, because He came to save His people from their sins. I believe in this Savior. Save me, Lord Jesus. I believe, but help my unbelief. And God, we could go on and on and on, just pouring out our hearts to you tonight. I just pray that you would do your work to save souls, to deliver peace to hearts that are full of anxiety and fear, even the fear of death. And I pray for Christians tonight who maybe have lost hope, maybe lost sight of this eschatological peace that is unfolding in time and eternity. Lord, help us to hang on in faith and to place our trust in you, our Prince of Peace, our mighty God, our everlasting Father, our wonderful Counselor, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name I pray. Amen.
Thanks for being with us for today's Something Good radio message, Prince of Peace. And Dr. Ron Jones is here with me now. Ron, sometimes I think about this future peace you talked about today, and I find myself longing for it. But then I quickly remember that we don't have to wait for his second coming. His peace is available right now, isn't it?
It absolutely is, Brian. Now, the world thinks of peace as something external. The absence of war, the cessation of conflict and violence among the nations. And one day, yes, geopolitical peace will take place. In the meantime, believers in Jesus Christ have access to an internal peace that transcends circumstances or current events. Now, we all know this in our heads, Brian, but how many of us truly have peace of mind at all times? Perhaps few of us do. But peace is one of the benefits of being in relationship with God through His Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm talking about peace with God and the peace of God that passes all understanding. We can learn to be at peace in the midst of chaos on a more consistent basis as we grow in our faith in Jesus.
That reminds me of Christ's parable of the two houses in Matthew chapter 7. And what a beautiful sight that would be.
Well, you read my mind, Brian. One house was built on sand and the other on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ. External forces came upon both houses. The lack of peace, as it were, was not due to the presence of the storm, but to the absence of a solid foundation. And for us, Brian, peace can exist inside of us regardless of what's going on out there in the world. And to build that proper foundation, it first takes saving faith in Jesus Christ. Beyond that, the key, according to the Apostle Paul, is a consistent life of prayer, prayer that includes thankfulness to God as well as petitions to God, telling Him our requests rather than succumbing to anxiety and worry. Brian, if we do that, it will bring about a peace in our hearts and minds that we simply cannot understand. A peace that makes no sense to you or me or to anyone else.
That's Dr. Ron Jones with some final thoughts about our prescription for peace as given to us by the Prince of Peace, Jesus Himself. Ron, we're about out of time. What can you tell us about the next message in your series, Knowing God by His Christmas Names?
Well, Brian, John chapter 1 tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Later in that same chapter, it tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Clearly, John is speaking of Jesus Christ, the Word of God become flesh. And the Word comes from the Greek word logos, which is our fifth Christmas name for God. Now, Brian, this is a fascinating concept, the idea of Jesus Christ as the Word of God, meaning both the spoken Word, as we see used at creation, and the written Word we see in the Bible we read. I'll get into this aspect of Christ's nature and character next time as I continue my series, Knowing God by His Christmas Names.
Join us then for Something Good when Dr. Ron Jones shares his message, Logos. For Ron and the entire team here at Something Good Radio, I'm Brian Davis. Thanks for listening.